Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello, welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hello.
With Nia Patton.
And Natalie.
And today we're going to talk about sunscreens again. I think we talked about sunscreens before.
I think it was one of our first podcasts.
Yeah, but so we were just giggling and looking at sunscreen balls.
Yeah, and just putting them on our face.
Yeah, going, oh, I look so white.
Yeah, look, I've gone violet.
Yeah. We haven't talked about, like, science, maybe?
And also, it's in the news, isn't it? So everyone is flipping out now, you know, if they
so
weren't
stupid
anyway, but they now are even more flipping out about using, in inverted commas, natural, organic, vegan. And it's like, I just want to tell so many bloody, you know, flingers of this fear, just be quiet.
Yeah, it's sort of a dangerous fuss to make.
It is a dangerous fuss, and of course, once the media starts talking about it,
I'd love to like grab like a little tiny portion of the facts and only present that, and then you're left with nonsense and gibberish.
Absolute gibberish.
Yeah. So the whole thing was about a study which came out recently this year called The Effect of Sunscreen Application Under Maximal Use Conditions on Plasma Concentration of Sunscreen Active Ingredients. So basically there's some sunscreens that can absorb into your bloodstream and they are detectable, and which may cause cancer and hormone disruption, which... maybe true. So this study is only had 24 people in it. So they only tested on 24 people, which isn't very much.
No.
And they found that systemic concentrations greater than 0.5 nanograms per mil were reached for all four products. After four applications every day. So the products they used were avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, eCamsule, which are chemical sunscreens.
Okay, and these are commonly found in your high street sunscreen? Okay, all four?
Maybe not all four, but I mean, sunscreens vary a lot, but yeah. Yeah, they're really common. Octocrylene is in all of them, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, really, really common.
Okay.
So, the conclusion of the study, application of four commercially available sunscreens under maximum use conditions resulted in plasma concentrations that exceeded the threshold established by the FDA for potentially waiving some non-clinical toxicology studies for sunscreens. The systemic absorption of sunscreen ingredients support the need for further studies to determine the clinical significance. The results do not indicate that individuals should refrain from the use of sunscreen. So it said, don't stop using sunscreen just because we've said this. We need to do more experiments.
Okay. Hormone interruption is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Is the oxybenzone, is it?
Okay.
I wrote it down somewhere. Sorry about the paper noise. I don't know how else to do it. How can I do it without making paper noise?
I could just sing over the top.
Paper noise. So it's mainly that particular one. Oxybenzone.
Okay. So that's supposed to be the baddie, and that's prevalent in many sunscreens.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common. Yeah, oxybenzone. So there is a concern that oxybenzone has been shown to reduce estrogen levels in men and testosterone levels in women.
Okay.
But, like, this 2019 study, is not the first study of its type. There's been loads and loads and loads of them.
It's not the first time you've heard of this.
No, it's not. It's not news at all.
No.
It's nothing new about it. There's been loads of studies about it. And all of the studies show that it didn't really significantly alter the hormone levels anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no cause for concern regarding ox, even though we know oxybenzone goes into your bloodstream and could alter your hormone levels. There's no evidence that it does.
What does the FDA stand for again?
I don't know. The Federal Department of... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not American.
No, nor am I, but I'm going to give it a go. I'm sure...
Americans, tell us.
Yeah. I'm sure I've seen it somewhere. So, what about the cancer bit? Okay, so we've spoken about the hormones bit. What about the links to cancer?
I found another study. Now, this is news. I haven't just shown this because Natalie hasn't seen all of this. So there's another study that was quite interesting to me. And when was it done? So that was 2019. So another recent study. So they were trying to figure out if sunscreen made you die. So, you know, did sunscreen have a positive or negative effect on how long people live?
Can I just interject there?
Yeah.
It almost did make me die this week because I stupidly left my e-cooking sunscreen on the passenger seat of my car. And it's been quite hot this week. So I just thought, I'll put it in my glove box so I can just reapply.
Oh, that's good.
I was driving in my car to pick up my daughter and it was blazing heat coming in, from the driver's side.
Yeah.
I was like stuck in traffic. So I opened it and it jizzed all the way over my steering wheel, all over my legs and into my eye.
So the people in the car next to you were like, what is that woman doing?
She just ejaculated all over herself. And almost fender bended the car in front. So it can kill you.
It could kill you with a car accident if it squirted you in the face.
Exactly. It was a bad day. Do you know what? Because my blender...
I realised
that I didn't put the rubber seal in my blender, so I got all over my silk work shirt. Then I got changed.
Silk work shirt? Yeah, you're unreal, you are.
I know, and then I had the bloody sunscreen thing. I'm sorry, I'm looking at what the FDA stands for, it's going to piss me off.
Yeah, it's going to get on your nerves.
Yeah.
So this is another study by people called Lindstrom. It's always funny names, isn't it? It's von Schuckmann.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at the...
Vanderpost.
The FDA stands for Food and Drug Administration, not Federal Department of...
What a surprise!
You silly girl.
So they did this study on loads of people.
Right.
How many people were in the study, you ask?
Four.
It was 1,621.
Fine, that's
Australian people.
Okay, and they know their sunscreen.
Yeah.
They are
so
serious.
They need sunscreen in Australia because it's very, very hot. So for how many years? A 21-year period of 1,621 people. So a good
that's
old
a study.
Yeah, this is the study we should be talking about, not the other one, which only had 24 people in it. That's not many. So they sort of looked at the people who were using... so they randomly sort of assigned people sunscreen or non-sunscreen, which seems a bit dangerous to me. So for 4.5 years, they were told to apply sunscreen every day versus just use sunscreen, whatever they normally did. So, whatever people do. So some people were serious about sunscreen, some people were less than serious.
Okay.
And who died? 160 deaths occurred in the daily sunscreen group, compared with 170 deaths in the the ones who are a bit more casual about sunscreen. So, yeah, that doesn't really mean that much, though, does it? Because people die of lots of things.
So it wasn't... It could have been, like, sunscreen-related car accidents.
Well, it's nothing related... Yeah, well, nothing related. Yeah, it was, like, heart attacks and cancer.
This is silly.
It is a bit silly.
Spent 20 years doing a study, yeah, and then you just went, oh, some people
did
died.
Did they die? Some of them did, yeah.
That's just silly.
But, yeah, I mean, how much does it affect your lifespan, I guess, is what they're asking.
Yeah, but then, so determine the cause of death and then look at those.
Yeah.
Any of them related to...
Yeah, none of them were... Yeah, there was...
Okay.
Yeah, there was, like, you know, this approximately the same amount of cancer deaths. But, you know, they didn't all die of rickets.
No.
In the sunscreen group.
Right.
Which is one thing that we're worried about.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a real concern? That people aren't...
Vitamin D deficiency. So the reason that sunscreen is good is because it prevents cancer and it stops you from looking old.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason sunscreen is bad because it could prevent you from producing vitamin D. And it might go in your bloodstream and make you a man or something. Oh.
No, it makes you less of a man if
less
you're a
woman. Less of a man, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or more of a man
if you're a man.
Oh. But the studies, the evidence shows that it doesn't actually alter your vitamin D levels.
Okay.
And
so are these old wives' tales then, the bits about the vitamin D, or is that actually true?
In theory it should affect your vitamin D production, but studies have shown that no, actually it's fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And studies have shown that it doesn't particularly alter your hormone levels either.
Okay.
So there's no sort of negativity about that.
Okay.
But there was some evidence that more people got skin cancer who used sunscreen. There was a study that I read.
Do you think that...
And there's reasons for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is...
People are stupid.
Oh, I was going to say that they're putting on sunscreen because they're baking themselves
yes.
in the sun for longer.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
People
so
who
they're
aren't
just
using sunscreen.
So I got sunscreen on. I can just wander
yes.
around naked.
Yes, whereas I'm
in
not
the middle
sunscreen.
Of the day. So I'm not wearing sunscreen. So I better just
house.
Put a t-shirt on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is
okay.
that kind of thing? Yeah. So it sort of gives people a false sense of security.
I mean,
when
we've
people
all
should
done that though.
God, yeah.
Haven't
yeah.
we baked? That's what I did for my 20s. Baked myself.
Yeah, yeah. I was deliberately
literally
not
rotated on a sunbed.
Yeah, basically, like a rotisserie.
Changed your angle of the sunbed with the
sun and tried to yeah, because my legs wouldn't go brown unless they burnt.
Mm.
So I used to deliberately burn my legs.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
it's great.
I know
well done.
How intelligent. I don't think I thought it was sort of good for my skin. I had sort of a vague idea that it was good for me.
Well, it's because vitamin D is good for you. So we associate that with the sun.
Yeah.
And I still, even now, you know, being into what we're into, I still, like now, sat in my mum's back garden. I had a massive sun visor on, loved the sunblock. But it was good to feel the sun in contact with my face for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Still is.
You had a visor on, wow.
Yeah, my mum's got this massive visor and it's
wow.
so huge. A sun visor just remind me of my mum.
That's really
like
good.
The proper tinted poker ones that she used
yeah.
to wear for tennis.
You'd get them in the 80s from children's things.
Well, remember Dash? Remember the sports label Dash?
Yep.
So my mum had Dash sun visors.
I used to wear a lot of Dash.
Yeah. That just reminds me of
really middle class.
Mother
leisure
of pleasure,
wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Lush Dash. Nothing to do with a Kardashian's family
no.
business.
Is that called
very
Dash?
Much. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm
predates it by about 25 years.
Yeah.
Much, much cooler.
From the 80s.
They've ruined athleisure for me, all those bloody Kardashians.
Yeah.
Used to be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with the Kardashians. I don't spend any time looking at them or thinking about them,
well,
seeing them.
Well, that's because you're...
Occasionally.
Not tub.
I don't know. It sounds fascinating, though.
What did you do during maternity leave if you didn't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I wrote a blog.
Nerd.
Yeah. No, I've seen it, like, And, you know, it's because it's like on TV, it's flipping adverts every 20 seconds.
Oh, like, welcome to America. Oh, my God.
I can't watch this.
I tell you what, when I lived there, I didn't realise. I thought there was something wrong with the channel I was watching. So, say you'd watch,
this
like...
TV channel's broken.
Yeah, there's adverts all the time.
Yeah.
Adverts for drugs. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they got the... They read the warnings.
Because death. Because death. Because death. Suicide meetings. But the credits would come up for a programme, like Friends. I was like, okay, I'll just watch this. And then it would cut away to... To 5 minutes of adverts?
Yeah.
And then the programme would begin?
Yeah.
Mad. Which no wonder they love watching British programmes so much.
I know, I can't bear adverts now. No. I could not, I just watch things on Netflix.
British procedural is like, Americans just love it.
Yeah.
Because they are so good, long. And they're kind of gritty. You don't get sexy detectives wearing like 6-inch stilettos in our crime dramas.
No, none of that.
There's
no
sexy
like
police.
In Line of Duty.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of concentrate to find anyone sexy, haven't you?
Yeah, and also you have subtitles. Did you not watch your subtitles?
No.
I had to.
Really?
Yeah, there was just like 25 regional accents. So, all together in one programme. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
So those are the potentially bad things.
Yeah.
Is...
Yeah.
Did you list them all?
I think so. That's
okay.
It, really.
Okay.
Like so.
So what I
there's fears about the chemicals.
Yeah.
And we were just saying about the reefs.
Yes.
The reefs.
Where is that?
The coral reef.
Paragraph.
That's the last page of my thesis on sunscreen. Is the bit from Lab Muffin.
Yeah.
And what she says about it.
Lab Muffin is so great.
We love for her.
I'm just going to quote her verbatim because it's so good.
Yeah. Read out, Nally.
So, yeah, is your sunscreen killing the coral? So the scientist, what she's referring to is obviously these studies which have basically said, oh, it's really bad for you, it gets in your blood and everything bad happens. What she's saying is these scientists are also very critical about the sunscreen ban. It seems to be an easy way for politicians to show that they're doing something, in inverted commas, and actually distracting from the bigger, hard-to-fix issues of climate change and reef management. While it may help, it's insignificant and most likely a disingenuous or at least misguided way for governments to avoid dealing with issues with far great corporate interests involved. Limited funding for addressing environmental issues and attention on the wrong things can distort people's perceptions. So while we're going on about distorting people's perceptions,
yeah,
when people, and they do this not just with sunscreen, but they do it more with sunscreen because there's more, in inverted commas, chemicals. The whole chemical versus natural. So when you see someone saying chemical free, do you just want to slap the product out of their hand?
But it doesn't mean anything,
no.
Though. I don't understand. I wish I could understand what they meant. Like, what are you trying to...
I think
what chemicals?
They think that possibly because something is naturally derived, it can't possibly be a chemical.
This of course it is.
Yeah, but we're dealing with things like social media.
Yeah.
You don't have to be knowledgeable at all about what you're selling or talking about.
Yeah.
So when people are saying chemical free and natural, this can actually be quite harmful.
Yeah, it's nonsense, isn't
it? Like, feeding that information can be quite harmful.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, well, I don't like to use chemicals. And you're like,
chemical sunscreen.
Do you mean chemical sunscreen?
Yeah.
Like, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
There are some really good chemical sunscreens, though.
Yeah.
So I think we might split this sunscreen going-ons to two podcasts, because it might be really, really boring. It could get so boring.
It could get really boring, and it will, but also it invites a little bit of feedback for people in the week in between.
Yeah, maybe people will say, so, you bored us.
You bored us. No, but talking about... Because I find it, you know, I'm not the science guy, you are. So I do find it confusing when you're talking about chemical filters, physical filters.
Yeah.
So I do find that quite, that can be quite misleading. And I don't know what's best to put on my face.
Yeah.
That's why I will buy a different product every time I run out of one.
Because you don't know what you're using anyway.
Well, and I don't have eyebrows, so a lot of times the sweat goes into my eyes.
Eyebrows is a real problem.
It is, yeah. It's a huge problem.
Oh.
Sweat is a big problem, though, when you're wearing sunscreen.
Yeah.
Anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, because it takes the sunscreen off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did guffaw at that loose powder.
Yeah.
Sunscreen, but now
it's not really recommended.
It's not, is
because
it?
It's just not. As you can't get it on enough.
Okay.
It's not going to be enough of it on. Oh. The brush on one I've got, called Brush On Blog, it just seems to be such a light coverage. I don't know how much is on my face.
Okay.
I want it to be caked on.
I mean, it'd be kind of okay as a top up, though, do you not think?
Yeah, it's probably better than nothing.
Like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
On your lunch hour.
Yeah, it's probably better than, you know, better than using just a non SPF powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just doesn't seem advisable to me to suggest that it's going to give you SPF 50.
Do you know another thing is I find as well? So if I'm topping up, like this week's been hot, hasn't it?
Yeah, so you actually have to do. It's given me acne. I get spots at the end of the day when I top up because I tend to like. What my sunscreen practice is I use like an SPF 50 every day.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, like a primer, and then I use an SPF 50 BB cream.
Okay.
There's the IT Cosmetics SPF 50, which is lovely. Looks really nice.
First, or is that the BB cream?
No, that's the second. That's the BB cream. The first, I probably use Mermaid Gel by CanMake.
Just ordered it.
Because it's amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
I tell everybody.
Yeah, just buy that. Why are we bothering searching for anything else? Yeah. The ingredients are great and it looks perfect.
Okay. Is it 42 plus plus or something weird?
Yeah, 42 with loads of pluses.
Yeah.
And it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually makes your skin look nicer than if you weren't wearing it.
Which is bonkers.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want photo proof, did we not... Is that in our photos of our
Probably,
on Instagram?
Yeah. It's just
if you scroll
looks
to the
like,
very beginning.
Looks
there
like,
is a picture.
Yeah, the beginning of our Instagram feed is us prattling about,
staring off. You know, with a very high
quality
camera.
Looking full and with white sunscreeny faces.
Well, that's what I mean. So if it's given you acne at the end of the day, I topped up 3 times on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So with a full face, so I wasn't wearing any makeup.
So you weren't wearing makeup, but you just put your sunscreen on 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't cleanse.
No, exactly. No,
that's the thing. Topping up, I think, is the big problem.
It is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because I found cleansing at the end of the day was a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
It just took so long. I had to triple cleanse.
Yeah, yeah.
And then double saponins at the very end.
Just
to make doubly
just
sure.
Please,
it was. It
was,
and you know, you can just feel it. And
you're
rinsing it off and you can taste it still on your skin.
Oh.
So it's
funny, isn't it, how different people's skin is? Because mine, like, there's nothing, I'm sure there's nothing on my face.
Oh, really?
I'm so oily. I just oil everything right off.
I don't know, I feel oily, but you can sense it. It's still
it's
on
like
your
a
face
layer
the end
there.
Of the day.
Yeah.
So that is a real sod. So I'm really looking forward to trying Mermaid Gel.
It is quite light, but, you know, it concerns me a little bit. I wouldn't just use it, like, as if it was proper sunscreen.
Yes.
It's more like a high SPF primer.
Yes.
That you can't exactly rely on.
Okay.
You wouldn't wear it, like, on a really hot summer day if you were going to be outside all day.
It's a waste of really good sunscreen, though, as well.
Yeah.
I would, like, use that if I was putting makeup on.
Yeah. It's more like a... So, I use that as a primer and then an SPF 50 BB cream on top. And then to top up, I just put another layer of the BB cream on.
That's really good. I need to invest in that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the IT Cosmetic one is nice. I'll show you it.
That's the only other thing in work. You know what it's like when you don't wear makeup, so I haven't bothered this week. So
no.
I just think, obviously mascara, but...
Yeah.
My boss at the end of the week was like, you've looked a bit fed up this week. Is everything all right? It's like,
oh, my God. Just because I'm not wearing foundation, you think that I've got problems at home? Jesus Christ.
Do you need to talk to
occupational health? The world's not sexist.
I know. Like, this is what I look like when I'm not wearing makeup.
It's funny you should say that, actually. My boss, she had an allergic reaction, and I saw her. I hadn't seen her. I was like, oh, my God, you look really pale. Are you all right? You don't look quite yourself, I've got to be honest. And then I said to somebody else later on, I was like, God, she looks pale, doesn't she? Because she's an Indian lady, so she doesn't normally, she's normally got a beautiful glowing complexion. And they were like, oh, no, she's just got new sunscreen. It's too white for her. And I was like,
Yeah, because she was like, what? Excuse me?
How yeah, rude. No, she was like, I don't feel... She didn't feel well, because she had been
but
ill.
But she has got new sunscreen.
Which is, I think... Yeah,
it's clearly not permeating.
It's not right for her somehow.
Because we're talking about, like, the zinc oxides. Mm. That is...
And that's your white stuff.
That is your white stuff. So that is that's the physical...
Yeah, barrier. So it literally bounces the sun off.
But it's broad spectrum, right?
Yeah, really broad spectrum, so it's...
But I think the more high concentration you have of, like, zinc oxide, so someone will think, oh, well, actually, that's a nice natural
It is,
sunscreen.
Yeah, it's really natural, but it doesn't look very nice. It's white.
Unless you have really, really pale skin, in which case, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I still think it gives you a real pallor.
Yeah.
Even
like
if
a sort of
fair.
Slightly ill-looking... Mm. Cast your skin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think you're probably better off having a combination of chemical and...
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's certain chemical sunscreens which are fantastic. So you've got to, like, educate yourself on what they do and what they mean.
Yeah.
I've got this ginormous list of them all.
It's just massive.
Should we do that next time?
Yeah, let's do it next time. Then. I was going to say, I got... You know when you become like evangelical about, you know, skincare stuff and just wanting to tell
just
the world.
Just start harassing people.
It's like you found Jesus.
Yeah.
And I sometimes put myself in the shoes of someone who's receiving a knock on the door from a
religious group.
And say, did this person ask? Yeah. If the answer is no, stop talking.
Yeah, but what if they're, what if they're giving themselves sons? Like... I physically accosted my father. I chased him around the garden with like my hands covered in altruist SPF 50. Going, come here, your ears. And he's like, I'm wearing a hat. Your hat is only covering the front of your face. Yeah. I'll get a brimmed hat then. Leave me alone. I wouldn't stop. But he's like, I'm like, Dad, you're a doctor. You know about non-melanoma skin cancers. You know exactly the risks you're taking. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I do. But I don't like it.
It's really funny. I do actually think, because obviously I have got, like, naturally, I would say, a sort of light olive complexion.
Yeah,
so if
agree.
I don't have... You know, in my 20s, when I thought being in the sun was good for your skin, it just suits it to be that shade.
Yeah.
And if I'm not that shade and I don't put my face in the sun, I do look very sallow, quite like yellow undertones.
Yeah.
So I do need to start investing in actually something that will bring out... This Hylamide have done something, haven't they, which is like brings out
like a fake tanny kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's it called? Glow is I think it's just called Glow.
Yeah, Glow is serum. It Glow Serum?
Yeah. I got so, it.
Does it work?
It made me slightly yellower
in
tone. Smells nice, it feels nice, but it didn't make my skin go a different colour.
Okay.
I've been using Easy Tan. That's like a fake tan
for
your face. And that was really good. That made me look brown, and people said, "Oh, you look nice and brown."
It hasn't got that biscuity smell.
A little tiny bit biscuity.
What is that chemical that makes a biscuit smell?
DHA or something. It's the stuff that works, isn't it? So if you haven't got the biscuit smell, then it probably won't work.
Yeah, because that company I was talking about, Tanya White Bits.
Yeah. Company. And they still smell of biscuits, do they? And no, they just put loads of fragrance in it to cover it up.
I think
maybe.
It was non-biscuity smelling, but you're like, oh no, but it has the component which is biscuit based, so it might just have a fragrance. I want to try it because it looks like a lovely colour, but
I just like the name of it.
Yeah, it's great. I was just thinking, I was evangelical twice this week, and once I had to stop myself because I could see the woman's face, like,
stop trying to sell me
your Jesus.
Oh my god, but this is like,
and it was me eavesdropping into a conversation.
Oh no, so you weren't even in the conversation?
No, I was invited and I won't be. She's my
neighbour.
Excuse
me? Oh no.
And the second one, a lady actually came up to me
yeah.
and said, your skin is really nice.
Yes.
And I said, thanks so much.
Oh my God, that's the best compliment.
I know, and she must have been in her 50s, Cowbridge lady, really lovely. And she was like, I've got this thing and it's called hyperpigmentation. And I was like, lady,
come here, sit down. Right, we need to talk.
And she gave me her phone and I literally typed in a whole essay and it ended in mermaid gel.
Did you send her a link to my blog?
Of course I did. And this as well.
Yeah.
She's like, where can I hear you talk about this sort of stuff?
And oh my god.
She was the loveliest
ideal.
Lady. But we're going to be friends now.
I hope so.
As opposed to my neighbour who I doubt wants to be friends with me anymore.
But you can't fine. You can't make people think
like, can't make people like Jesus.
No, and sunscreen. My dad certainly did not receive
and
my advice well.
Just general skin stuff.
Yeah.
I think the two people I was eavesdropping, what were they talking about? They were talking about a product and I was like, oh, mate, please no. And then I just...
Yeah,
that was
somebody
it.
In work
before
was
I knew
telling
it was like
me about,
Hulk
oh, I
out.
Always buy Estee Lauder skincare. Mm. I'm like, overpriced.
Bollocks.
Fragrance.
Percentages.
Yeah. But mate, I don't know, maybe they've got some good stuff and I haven't even checked, so I didn't say anything.
We are a little bit slaggy off with fragrances. They're not, like, they don't have to be bad. If your skin can deal with it, then
I'm like,
it's
okay. Oh yeah, it's, you know.
If your skin can deal with a bit of essential oil,
that's okay.
Fine. It's just it's
maybe
when...
some subclinical irritation that's causing aging. That's what they've found might be the case.
Yeah.
It's actually breaking down your collagen, but you can't see that happening.
Yeah. Okay. And then also I was going to think, well, that's like the serious part. And then also I just think that's another thing of people maybe mistaking natural with good is because it's an essential oil.
Yeah.
If I put it on my face.
It's natural. Not only the most pure natural essential oils go into our product.
Just like lemon juice.
Lemon and other things that...
Okay, so can I tell you what made me interrupt the people in the gym class? She said, I stew green tea and then put the bags on my face. And I was thinking, okay,
that sounds
all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
You know, but I was thinking more for inflammation. And she was saying, oh no, it's the antioxidants in the in my green tea, like, permeate your skin. And I was thinking, I'm just going to have to...
That they do that.
I'm going to have to turn around now and say...
Excuse me.
Have you accepted...
Jesus. Jesus. I mean, sunscreen into your life.
Not interesting. I actually still put lots of tea bags on my face. Still works.
Yeah, do you? I haven't got time to be putting anything on my face other than...
Cold teaspoon?
No, I haven't got time. Can't be bothered.
Jade roller?
No. I literally have seconds. What I have been putting on my skin that I really enjoy is 20% azelaic acid.
Oh,
it just
amazing.
so works.
Does
I'm
it
really
wreck?
Happy. No wrecking.
No.
Just like soft, smooth skin.
So
every
what's
time.
The like? It's not. Is it silicone-y or?
No, I'm using like a prescription strength one called Skinaren, and before I just used the ordinary one. Which is quite silicony, but it didn't really have the same sort of pore cleansing effect. So if I get a spot, I'll put it on, and it goes away, and it actually looks nicer the next day, and it's less red, which is a miracle.
I love the azelaic acid.
Yeah.
But it's been so long since I used it, and I started reusing it. I've forgotten quite how silicony it was.
Yeah, it really is,
So you put sort of a pea...
This is the ordinary now.
Is it 10%?
Yeah.
So you put a pea size on your skin and it literally just doesn't move.
It's like a plastic layer.
So it's not altogether that.
I know.
And of course then it pills a lot.
Yeah, so if you put an oil on, you're screwed. It just turns into mush.
So I'll put it on in the morning to kind of prime.
Yeah.
But I like the effects it has, but I'm not really enjoying the ultra-siliconiness of it.
Like, I think Jo, the Decium chat room admin, she put on Instagram, like, what would be your dream product, you know, if you could go into the ordinary lab and order something. I was like, a strong azelaic acid that's not full of silicone would be my request for Decium.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. So that's prescription strength then, isn't
yeah.
it, the 20%?
I don't know if they would be allowed to go as high as 20% in debt. You know,
but even if they didn't, just to not have that that silicone base.
People
would be
go
nice.
To Garden of Wisdom to get their non-silicone-y azelaic acid.
I haven't bought anything from them.
No, nor me. I think I feel too loyal to Deciem to do it. So I tried the their new mask, Deciem's.
Oh,
new.
The black one?
Yeah.
What's it made
it's really
of?
Really nice. It's got charcoal, clay, and salicylic acid.
Oh, nice.
And squalene, quite a lot of squalene in there, and some other bits and bobs, some gums, like some humectant gum. So it's got like a really sort of bouncy jelly-like texture.
That's what my dad's friend is.
What?
Importing.
Oh right, yeah, gums. Yeah.
From a.
That's what my dad's friend is.
Yeah,
it's
he's
like,
a gum.
What?
He's
a
made
gum.
Of gum. He's starting this new company, importing gums from I can't remember the tree.
To put in products and.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
For facial products. Mm. He's a clever man.
Yeah, does sound interesting.
Yeah, okay. So that sounds good. Is it? How much is it?
Yeah.
What's the price point on it?
It is £9.90 for 50 mils.
Cool.
So, you know, not the cheapest clay mask in the world. But I think it's better than most of the other ones I've tried.
I've just bought the Inculus Kaolin one.
Yeah.
I haven't used it yet, though.
No, because it's got, like, a really low pH, mm-hmm. this mask,
okay.
so it will actually exfoliate your skin.
Okay.
So most clay masks I don't like because they've got clay has quite a high pH.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so it's not ideal mm-hmm. for acne-prone skin. And I normally find if... Do you like clay masks? I don't...
No.
They don't do anything.
For me.
Yeah.
I just feel very dry.
Dry,
yeah.
Yeah, they just sort of suck the moisture mm-hmm. out of your skin mm-hmm. and you go, oh... Thanks for that.
Yeah. But it's been a long time since I've actually used a
yeah.
mask.
There's no point.
And it was probably Avon.
Yeah.
And it probably had pieces.
And you know
of
when
stuff
you put a clay mask on and it turns into like
yeah.
chalk and you can't move your face and
which
you,
is actually really pleasing. I like that.
And you crack open like a mummy and it's entertaining.
Yeah. Or like that perfect
the peel off ones.
Patrick Bateman opening
yes.
scene in American Psycho.
And his skin looks so good.
Oh my god, do you know what? I watched it the other day and I was thinking, your pores are beautiful. Like
I know, it's like this moment of like you looking at his Christian Bale's skin going, oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, because
I'm feeling weird
made,
feelings about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just so perfect. And how many takes do you reckon he must have done?
To peel off that mask. Almost like he's like...
Beautiful skin.
Yeah.
And what's his name in it? It's got gorgeous skin as well. They all have. They almost have just had shitloads of facials.
Yeah.
Like they must have lived.
And
like
hydrated
Wall Street.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all about the business cards and the facial
That's
skin.
Right.
Yeah.
Coke. Loads
and
of
the
Coke.
Coke.
They shouldn't have had good skin considering all the
no.
drugs they did.
Does Coke give you bad skin?
I should imagine it does.
I don't know.
Drugs
are bad, aren't
drugs
they?
Drugs are bad.
Yeah,
we probably will talk about
it. So we talked about sunscreen. We're very, very serious. And now we're just talking about just serial killer films.
And being too evangelical. If
yes.
people don't want to accept your
truths.
Yeah,
and
truth.
Health-giving realities.
Then just don't.
No.
Don't sell it to them.
No, it's really hard.
They're
it's
not
really
ready.
It's really hard.
They'll come when they're ready.
Yeah, will they?
If you build it, they will come.
If you say, like, no, don't use face wipes to clean your makeup off, and people go, what?
No,
why? Then
it's just the worst.
And I just sort of sigh a little bit and go,
yeah.
ah, well, you know, up to you.
kills your planet, kills your face.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Stop using them right now, you guys. There is no excuse.
Cool. How long
have you been babbling on for?
I've no idea.
2 hours.
Yep, hours.
Okay, guys.
Only felt like 5 minutes, though, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to you listeners.
No.
Probably like, shut the hell up.
Sorry. So we're going to maybe talk about sunscreens again. I'm very heavily pregnant now. I went to the midwife and she said the baby is coming out, practically.
What?
She's engaged.
No way.
Yeah, head
you
is in.
You are the size that I was at 6 months.
I'm quite lucky in that everyone sees.
You always carry little dutty,
tiny
don't you?
Little. Yeah. But yeah, she measured me and she's like, no, no, you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Wow, yeah. You just don't have a lot of
sweet
additional water.
No, I don't know.
I was like a no god idea. Darn, I don't know, what's something that withholds a lot of water. I was just like, I was a sponge. It was disgusting. Ugh.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I haven't got any water. I haven't swollen up at all.
That's amazing.
I never
yeah,
have.
Yeah, your face is really slim.
It's just, I feel like I'm a normal person with a beach ball up their top.
Yeah.
With a human in it.
Yeah.
Just kicking
That's
me in the
ribcage.
That's
what you were last 2 times.
It's really, I feel horrible, though.
Do you?
I'm not happy. I'm
what,
not
like
enjoying it.
Tiredness?
Or? Tired. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Still?
Yeah, she's like in my stomach space.
Oh, right.
Go eat something. I'm like, that is disgusting, and it, like, and then I bend down and it just comes back out of my mouth.
Yeah, because it's like all pushing.
Yeah, no.
You just have to eat really beige food, like just chips and really unseasoned food. That's what I remember eating. Just boring.
Yeah, just I want to eat fruit all the time. Actually, quite like all I want to do is drink fruit juice and eat apples.
Yeah,
don't know why. Weird. But,
just
yeah.
Do that then.
Yeah. So hopefully the. Having a baby won't get in the way of having a podcast.
No, I'll just... I mean, if it's anything that'll last to you, just breathe it out anyway on the stairs.
Yeah.
You, and...
Well, yeah, but the thing just starts screaming as soon as it leaves my body and doesn't stop screaming 24 hours a day. So, you know, we can have a little podcast with a screaming in the background.
I think we just do shorter ones.
Yeah,
just do 15-minute ones.
Yeah.
20-minute ones. I think that's fine.
Cool. That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love having a podcast.
Minisodes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you'll just have to understand. You guys.
Yeah. It's either it happens or it doesn't. So
exactly. It will
have
happen.
To accept what you're getting because
exactly.
I am producing a human.
Last note, I've just got really open visible pores on one side of my nose.
Why one side of your nose?
And just there above the nostril. So
I can't see
one
anything.
One pore is so big it actually looks like... a scar, a nose ring scar.
No way.
Yeah, it's so big. And they're clean. They're not actually...
There's nothing in them.
There's no. What do I do? And why is that suddenly
don't worry.
Happened?
There's not. I don't think there's anything much you can do, really.
That's pissing me off.
Yeah. Try the ordinary mask.
Okay.
I'll put some on your nose before you leave. You rinse it off.
Okay.
When you get home.
I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bugging me.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me you're blocked, how you...
What do you do with your paws, girls and boys?
Yeah, I want to know that. Okay, we'll speak to you next time and we'll have loads more facts.
Yeah, we're going to... I want to go through all of the blinking chemicals that they put in sunscreen.
Okay, it was my fault. I went on... I just took a left turn. Took a left turn at FDA, to be honest, and never came back.
Yeah, but... what's it called again? Food Department?
No. Federal Department of Health. Food and Drug Administration.
Okay. The Federal Department of Health.
Okay. Speak to you next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's fun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.